The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, one of the greatest gifts we have as Catholics is that we can continue to learn and study about the lives of the saints, that we can become friends with the saints in heaven, and that they'll assist us to get to heaven to join them one day. And so recently I've been reading about a saint I know very little about, unfortunately, who is a very popular saint, and that is Saint John Bosco. How many of you know about Saint John Bosco? Okay, many of you. Okay, so I have a question for you. Do you know how many young men and women became priests and nuns because of his influence? How many religious vocations he inspired? Can any of you guess? Joseph, how many do you think? Hundreds? Ethan, what do you think? Thousands? How many thousands? Hunter? Okay. 2,500. 100 of them have been declared servants of God. 6 of them are venerable. A number of them are beatified. And 5 of them are canonized saints from one man. And he used to get kids off the streets. He saw all these boys living on the streets and he wanted to help them out. And you know how he got them to follow him? He would go up to them and he would whisper in their ears. He would say, "Come to heaven with me." And those little boys wanted to go to heaven so they would follow him. What I've discovered about St. John Bosco that I'd never known before is that many of those boys who died before St. John Bosco would come back and they would appear to him from heaven and they would help to guide him and to help him to know what God's will was for his life. And one of these little boys was named Louis. And one time Louis appeared to him shortly after he had died. And Louis had died as just a young little boy who had lived a holy life. And this boy appears to him and he looks so real that St. John Bosco said, "Are you alive or dead?" And Louis answered and he said, "My body is dead, but I am alive." And he says, "So how then do I see you? Am I looking at your soul?" And he said, "No." He said, "Am I looking at your spirit?" He said, "No." He said, "Then I don't understand. How do I see you?" And he said, "It is just an apparition. It's impossible for you to see my soul. It would be too beautiful for you to behold." And he said, "Then how do you see me?" And this was his response. He said, "I stand before God and in him. And I see all things through him, the past, the present, and the future. That is part of heaven." One day, St. John Bosco was celebrating Mass for Louis' parents and all of his friends because they were so sad that Louis had died, even though they knew that he was in heaven. And after Mass, Louis appeared to him as he was unvesting in the sacristy. And St. John Bosco said, "Is there something you want me to tell your family and your friends?" And he said, "Yes, tell them this, to become friends with the saints in heaven." Students, which saint do we celebrate today? Does anyone know? Michael? Saint who? St. John Bosco? Okay, I'm speaking about St. John Bosco. But to lead to the saint we celebrate today, Karsten. Saint, oh, close, very close. It's a neighboring country. Joseph?
Who else? James. Joseph. Joseph, you and your brother James look too much alike. And you're both raising your hands. Does one of you know? Oh, your brother. Oh, the saint we celebrate today. Okay, I forgive you because an hour ago I didn't know who it was either. It's Saint Andrew Kim, who was the first Catholic priest ordained in the country of Korea when the faith was brought there only 300 years ago. And I want to just give you one thing about it. Why do I wear the color red? Bob? Because he was a martyr. So he was converted at the age of 15. And at 15 years old, he went away to study in China to become a priest. And then he returned to his country, Korea, where Catholics were persecuted. And at the age of 25, he was trying to help other missionaries into the country. And he was caught on the coast. And he was immediately brought and he was beheaded. He died for the faith, and these were his final words. He says, "This is the last hour of my life. Listen to me attentively. My immortal life is about to begin. Become Christians if you wish to be happy with me after death. If you want to live forever, come to know Jesus Christ and give your life to Him." Students, let's ask today that we too might become friends with the saints in heaven to join them one day.